It's time for the emergency break of the week.
And really, the only reason we're doing this.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Saturday, July 22nd, also at Dos Equis Pavilion, Nickelback.
Oh, yeah. Okay, why are we playing this? That is Creed.
Oh, that's Creed?
Did you think that was Nickelback?
Oh, no.
And that's why you wanted to play the Scott Stapp song?
Yeah.
Oh, no, DJ.
I completely messed that up.
DJ, what is happening?
Okay, I'll wear this one.
Dude.
There's no doubt. Tyler, if you can pull up a Nickelback song.
Man, somehow, I don't know which one you offended more, but you offended one of them just now.
But it was in good faith. I wanted to play the Marlon Soaring song.
That would make sense if Creed was here.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Better have some Creed get us out of this hole here. Maybe some Nickelback.
I'll wear this one.
Oh, no. All right, there's no time left, so at 7:56, we will talk Cowboys up next.
Oh, man.
No.
We're going to do it still.
We got a lot to do here.
The celebration that went on in that room before the mics were even turned on was phenomenal.
We would make no money in Vegas.
888-787-1310. If you'd like to cast your vote today, P1s, 888-787-1310. As we review the top three e-break candidates of the week, let's start with candidate number one, our ticket top 10 host, Jay King, filling in for Matt Birmingham, who is filling in on the mornings here. Look at that. Jay had a issue reading a sponsor here.
Yeah, let's do the helpline.
214-520. Help. The Hardline Helpline.
Brought to you by
A1 Locksmith Security and Sales.
Safe.
Safe. My bad.
Help. Also important.
They sell safes.
Yeah. You're really close. You almost got 100 on the test. Just for one little letter.
Did they save it there at the end?
They sell safes.
He's doing the position well.
That's a confusing tagline at the end of your commercial. We sail
safe. We sail safe here at A1 Locksmith Security and Sales.
Not even sales, just sales.
We want to change there at the end. We have security and whatever sales you want
to
do.
But to Ham's point, is it just you sit in that chair?
Just something takes over
something
you.
Something infects you?
Yeah.
You just turn into a broadcast pumpkin instantly.
I think I need to hear it again.
Yeah, let's do the helpline.
214-520. Help. The Hardline Helpline.
Brought to you by
A1 Locksmith Security and Sales.
Safe.
Safe. My bad.
Help. Also important. The
Hardline Helpline. They sell safes.
Yeah. You're really close.
Even Corby almost didn't say it right.
Got 100 on the test. Just for one little letter.
And that clip's weird because normally that kind of stuff really gets to Jay and can throw him off
actually,
for the rest
no.
of what?
Cool as a cucumber.
That's a what?
You're in a different chair. That's not the chair in there. All right. Well, there goes that hypothesis
theory.
Out the
Damn.
Window.
Damn. All right. So Jay King is candidate number one. Candidate number two.
Cool as a cucumber.
Speaking of morons, Matt Birmingham is a candidate for this week's Emergency Break of the Week. You had a couple of worthy moments.
Man, it's almost like giving you 4 hours a day gave us a lot to choose from here.
You think there's a correlation between the time Ham is on air versus the e-break
yes.
moments he has?
Boy, if we somehow had to fill in for a month, he would be halfway to norm.
He would be the new Rosengarten.
Be great.
Well, the Rosengarten.
This one, he was trying to help us out here, add a little context for the Clayton Kershaw conversation that we were having.
Steve Gleason is 48. He's got something going on with
still
him.
Still hanging on. Good for him. God.
What does that mean?
He's doing good.
Okay. And the great Clayton Kershaw is 37. Fun fact about him.
Write this one down. Hold on. Go ahead.
Do you know you went to high school?
Did you know he went to high school?
I had assumed always that he did, yeah.
No way!
Oh, with Matthew Stafford. Damn it.
Well, that's a good fun fact, dude.
That is the worst fun fact guy. If you're like, by the way, you're clinking your martini around the olive.
I don't know if you know this.
You guys know that Aaron Donald went to high school? Take a sip.
Wow.
Cool. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Kind of a requirement here in the United States, but all right. That's like my go-to fun fact about a celebrity. Do you guys know that Jason Momoa drinks a glass of water every day?
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Never would have thought.
Oh, yeah. Khal Drogo himself. How about that?
Khal Drogo.
You said Khal Drogo a little funny. But I don't know if we should be throwing those types of stones.
It's just
I definitely
great.
Should not.
Do you guys know Clayton Kershaw went to high school?
I mean, pretty famously.
It is a fun fact.
One of the biggest high school draft
picks.
Were you
a big dog in
from
school?
This area of our, you
they
know,
didn't
our
draft
generation.
Him out of the seventh grade?
No. He went to high school first.
Interesting.
It is good to know. Well, it was good of him to add that context for us.
Yeah, and by the way, I think our Clayton Kershaw conversation was him reading his birthday.
It was a brief conversation.
I was like, what Clayton Kershaw conversation? Like,
we brought
we
him
have?
Up again?
We were just talking about what his stats were going to be this year. We were debating. Our third candidate here in this week's edition of the Emergency Break of the Week is Corby the Snake Davidson. Once again, we have rearranged things a little bit, so Monty is not hosting Why Today Doesn't Suck. That falls to Corby, and apparently he forgot that it was on him.
Thank you, Mino. Eatsy's Market and Bakery and GimmeTheVin.com bring you Norby Davidson.
All right. Well, I just realized that I was doing Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Oh.
Don't worry. It's in your email.
It's only Thursday.
It's all right. I saw Sean. I was so excited. Oh, yeah. I just got distracted and all that. And
great.
So,
all my good looks over here distracting you from your task at hand.
So what Wi-Fi are you guys on right now?
I'm on
Is it pretty exciting?
I'm on the Verizon Wi-Fi.
No, y'all are on.
Here, Daddy's got you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Daddy.
Yeah, Daddy's got you.
Daddy's working his ass off.
Verizon. I'm also a fan.
That's called producing right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. Well, today is still Thursday. And you know what the cool part about Thursday is? I think it's March the 20th.
That's cool.
And
you know what's cool is entering the password while you're trying to multitask.
One, C,
let's rank the days of the week.
It's the first day of spring.
It is.
That's fun.
We are at Myers Garden watching college basketball.
God.
Oh
my
What is taking so long?
Connected.
There we go.
Let's go. Let's go.
Okay. Now, email, huh?
Oh, God.
I hope that whenever we're trying to win back-to-back Marconis, we submit the clip of Corby asking everyone else, what Wi-Fi are we on? Because nothing says riveting content like, yeah, we're on Verizon 2.
That or I forgot I was hosting this segment.
On Thursday.
So not on Monday where everything is different and fresh and maybe you wouldn't know that you were hosting it.
He'd been doing it all week.
Yeah, luckily Daddy was there to help him set up a router, too.
Didn't even have his laptop open when the segment started.
Well, and the good thing is,
and this
luckily,
was yesterday as in Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unreal.
That makes, yeah. He doesn't even put it together himself when he fills in. He just has to read it. That's why he's a snake. Yeah. You know all about it. You have to hold his hand constantly.
Deal with it every day.
I never knew what you went through.
Nobody knows the struggles that I go through producing that afternoon show. So, our three candidates for the emergency break of the week, we have Jay King failing to read a sponsor correctly. We've got Matt Birmingham enlightening the masses, letting them know that Clayton Kershaw did in fact go to high school.
Yep. It's infectious.
And Corby forgetting that he is hosting Why Today Doesn't Soak. So 888-787-SEC.
Why Today Doesn't Soak? What is happening?
The number. 888-787-1310. Let's go to the phones.
Get away from us. You're killing us all.
Sports caller, you are on the air. Who do you vote for?
E-breaking while wondering, whatever happened to that hot chick that does the scatter shooting voice for the intro?
Right. One vote for Pat Green. All right. Sports caller, you are on the air. We will take your vote right now.
Bloody Murder Girl.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
I vote for Corby.
Thank you so much.
Oh, God.
Got us again.
Yeah.
Always think it's not going to happen.
And turn the headphones down.
All right, sports caller, you are up. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Oh, hi, Triple Fake users.
Hey, Triple Fake Tiger.
Fake. Hey, Fake Tiger.
Hey, did you guys know I went to high school?
Congratulations.
Wow, dude.
What an honor.
That's a fun fact.
All right, we'll talk to you later, bud.
No, he's gone. All right, 888-787-1310. Caller, you are on the air. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, DJ, it's Cruz and Lito.
Hey, bud, what's up?
Let me be the first to welcome you back from your well-deserved suspension.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
No, I said it for you. Hey, I want to vote for the ticket top 10's own Jay King, and I want to shout out to Black Daddy.
Okay. Bam-a-lam.
Bam-a-lam, indeed.
That's right.
Thank you, brother.
You all right, brother?
He held up his fist.
Yeah. He makes us call him Daddy Owens.
Daddy Owens. Just a big Candace Owens fan. All right. No, sports caller.
Not what I mean.
You are on the air. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hi, this is Triple Fake Jerry Jr. Daddy said I can go to high school as soon as I learn how to go doo-doo in the turlet.
Oh, my God. All right. It's an undervote, but it's a funny undervote. Or do we give that a high school vote?
That's a ham vote.
Yeah, that's a high school vote.
All right. All right, caller, you are on the air. Who wins the e-break?
The turlet.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Nico.
Hey, Nico.
Oh, hey, Nico.
Hey, I really like what you guys were saying about Clayton Kershaw, because if I was in charge of the Dodgers during his prime, I would have traded him straight up for Tanner Shepherds and cash considerations. So I'm going to vote for that one. And I hope the fans like me again.
It's kind of Jason Kitty, a little bit on the voice.
And that would not have been a good trade. Tanner Shepherds did not work out too well.
Well, Tanner Shepherds was an opening day starter,
bud.
That's true.
He gave up like 8 runs.
All right, who was that a vote for?
That was a ham vote again.
Okay. Right. It's hard to keep track of it over here. There's a lot going on.
There's
all right.
Two things going on.
Sports caller, you are on the air. Who wins the e-break?
Yes.
Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning, fake musers. How's everyone doing?
We're doing great, man.
Doing great, bud.
You guys doing all right?
Yeah.
Excellent. You guys got plans this weekend?
Oh, my God. Bye-bye. Vote!
I might just hang around the house. All right, dude. Call me later.
All right. You lost privileges. Sports caller, who wins the break of the week? Who's this?
I don't know what's happening right now.
Somebody's trying to do a fake child, apparently. I can't.
I don't know. I can't understand a word they're saying.
I think that was Bruce Levine.
No, definitely was not. Next caller.
All right. Ham has got 3, Jay has got 1, and Corby's got 1. Caller, you're on the air. Who wins the e-break?
I'm out on you right here.
Thank you, Natalie Maines. A real vote.
Hey, work in progress. Hey, big fan of the Rams. Great job this week.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Natalie.
You're welcome. Hey, I want to vote for Snake L. Davidson, just so you know. And y'all have a happy 12-12, Luke 12, and go Red Raiders. Love you.
Go Red Raiders.
Love you, too.
We're pulling for them in the tournament. All right. Caller, you're on the air. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Week 2, fake musers. This is Stan and Dusky, Ruben's boss. Give me Corby. Mazel, mazel.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the vote. Now Corby and Ham are tied. Next up, caller, who wins the e-break?
Yes, what's up, Triple Fake Musers? I'd like to vote for Ham, please.
Thank you, sir. That's a good vote.
Straightforward.
Yeah. One away.
Punctual.
Caller, you could be the deciding vote here. What say you?
Bachelor of Slice Born.
Gotta get one of those in.
Thank you. Yep. I wasn't sure we were going to get it in.
High comedy.
All right. You didn't invent it, so I get you don't like it. Caller, who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Jay King's Sales Zone and Hooter Brown.
All right, Jay hanging on here. Jay's got two now to Ham's four. Caller, you are on the air. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, give me Ham.
That is an unceremonious winner right there.
But we'll take it.
Matt Birmingham announcing to the crew, Clayton Kershaw, fun fact, did go to high school.
Steve Gleason is 48. He's got something going on with
still
him.
Still hanging on. Good for him.
What does that mean?
He's doing good.
Okay. And the great Clayton Kershaw is 37. Fun fact about him.
Write this one down. Hold on. Go ahead.
Do you know you went to high school?
Did you know he went to high school?
I had assumed always that he did, yeah?
No way!
Oh, with Matthew Stafford. Damn it.
Well, that's a good fun fact, dude.
That is the worst fun fact guy. If you're like, by the way, you're clinking your martini around. The
I don't
olive.
Know if you know this.
You guys know that Aaron Donald went to high school? Take a sip.
Wow.
Cool. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Kind of a requirement here in the United States, but all right.
I mean, I don't see why we were piling on so hard. It was listening back. It was a good point. That
it was
made.
Not. It was a terrible thing.
Dramatic pause. If
70 million people graduate from high school a year. Not that big of an accomplishment. How many is that for Ham?
That is Ham's sixth all-time e-break win. He is now 133 behind the all-time leader Norman Fun Fact Hitzkus.
Welcome to the club.
Welcome
We're all doing
club.
Great.
Even through the glass.